Thank you. If we can quickly re-welcome Megan with a huge round of applause.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Oh, I'm going to use this, and I've got this. No feedback. Wonderful. Well, I am Megan, and I am so excited to be here today to talk to you about leadership. And as I was preparing this, I was wondering, have any of you ever been working in open source and just thought to yourself, oh my gosh, I wish someone would just lead, just point us in the right direction, or just can you get us all working better together? Does that sound familiar at all? Yeah? I know I have felt that way too, and it can be really frustrating. But what if you could be the leader you need in open source? Well, today I'm going to tell you how you can start doing that. But first, I do want to thank you for being here. Excuse me. I think leadership's a really important topic, and if we can all increase our leadership skills, we have the opportunity to make our communities more healthy and our projects much more sustainable. So I'm going to use this time to talk about what leadership is and go into a few tips of how to strengthen your skills and tell you some techniques that you can use starting today. And so, does that sound good to you? Yeah. All right.
Do you have a request to hold the microphone close to your mouth?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Okay, good. So then why don't we start with a story? This is an open source leadership story that I ran across while working with a project that wanted to improve their contributor experience. And what we did is we interviewed a lot of contributors to understand how we could make it better for them. And one story in particular stood out for me. And it was a contributor who really wanted to make their first contribution. And they looked in the forums, and they looked in the issues, and they looked around all the different communication channels, and they felt really intimidated. And they felt that people were talking in ways that made it a little scary to step in and ask for help. And they waited an entire year before they finally made their first contribution. And what they ended up doing was reaching out to a mentor and asking someone, would you please help me? And that person took the time and walked them through the steps so that they could finally make their first contribution. And fortunately, this person had a learning mindset. And they learned the process, and they practiced again and again.